Thank everyone for being out here tonight. Want to first like to start by thanking the good citizens of Bryan for the honor and privilege to serve them as their mayor for the past 3.5 years. And I want to thank them for their confidence and support in me for giving me a chance to serve 3 more years. I'd like to first start off by introducing some guests that we have here today. And if I miss you, I apologize. I know people are coming in at the last minute here. First one to recognize Senator Charles Schwertner that was here a little earlier ago. See James Edge from Congressman Flores' office. Thank you, sir. We've got had Representative John Rainey. Is Representative Rainey still in the room? I want to thank him for being here. Councilmember Chuck Condola. I saw Chuck just walked in. Thank you, Chuck. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton, thank you for being here. Councilman Greg Owens, thank you for being here. Councilmember Art Hughes, thank you for being here. Councilmember James Benin from the College Station City Council. James, thank you for being here in the back. Councilmember Richard Cortez. Councilmember Jess Fields from College Station. Councilwoman Julie Schultz. Julie's still here. Julie's in the back. There we go. Thank you from College Station. And I was told that Mayor Berry is somewhere in the building, so we're going to go ahead and thank her if she walks in the room. Also have Tommy Vasquez from BISD. Thank you for being here. Got Mr. Trey Moore. Is it official, Trey? Have you won your race? It's close. I think we're gonna call it for Mr. Trey Moore, BISD Board of Directors elect, Mr. Trey Moore. Also want to thank some of our elected officials, past elected officials here, former Councilmember Ben Hardiman, former Councilmember Russell Bradley, former Councilwoman Helen Chavarria up front. Very honored to have various former mayors here from Bryan. Marvelous Marvin Tate. He was in the back early. I don't know if Marvin's still here. Thank you, Mayor Tate. Mayor Mark Conley. Mayor Jadon Watson. Mayor Ron Blatchley. I think we have Judge Dwayne Peters in the room. Judge, thank you for being here. Also want to keep Mayor Lonnie Stabler in your prayers. When I ran 3.5 years ago, my motto was moving Bryan forward. And with the help of the Bryan City staff, under the leadership of Keene Register and Marilyn Strada, and my Bryan City Council team, Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton, Art Hughes, Paul Madison, Richard Cortez, Chuck Condola, and Greg Owens, together we have moved Bryan forward. It is truly an honor to serve with these fine men and women here. As a team, we have lowered the property tax rate twice, settled all lawsuits with the City of College Station, and again, I'm very proud to have some of our counterparts here today. You see that we work well together. Thank you. Partnered with College Station on numerous projects from the Bio Corridor to the Bivisma Landfill, experienced a reduce in unemployment rate, added many more police officers and firefighters, spent more than $50 million on streets, water lines, sewer lines, and sidewalks, opened the new Texas Triangle Park, and recruited new businesses that are out there, over $300 million in new construction and hundreds of new jobs in the north side of Bryan. We opened the Bio Corridor and recruited businesses like GlaxoSmithKline, Woodbolt Distribution, Caliber Biotherapeutics, and Kalon Biotherapeutics. Sold the LaSalle Hotel to a private operator and paid off all city debt associated with the LaSalle. It's back on the tax rolls. LaSalle was a great catalyst for the downtown Bryan, and we're proud of what it has done and the past councils and what they have done in improving downtown Bryan. We reduced the city's indebtedness and began funding more city projects with cash. We opened new retail, new restaurants in Bryan, collected more sales tax revenue, more hotel motel revenue, and property tax revenue than any time in the history of Bryan. We increased the average price of the new homes by 16% and increased new homes built by 56%. Because of this achievement, we have been named one of the top cities in the United States to live, work, raise a family, and retire. I am proud of all that we have achieved over the past few years and look to continue what we started and continue improving Bryan and the quality of life for our citizens. I am very thankful and proud of all the support that I've received over the past year in my reelection campaign. Would like to start off by thanking my campaign team. These are the folks that I talk to on a daily basis, bother them at 2 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at night, or 6 in the morning. Sometimes they didn't take my call. Most of the time they didn't take my call. But we got through it. Chris Peterson. Chris Scotty. My dad, Pete Bianski Jr. My treasurer, Emmanuel Glockson. Emmanuel, you here? My dear friend, Ann Horton. My good friend, Michael Beckendorf. Is Michael back yet from the Raza Center? My good friend, Bobby Gutierrez. Mr. Ramiro Galindo. Good friends Mark and Kathy Conley, and Ben and Nancy Hardiman. These were my trusted advisors through good and bad times, and bottom line, they kept us positive, they kept this race positive, and I appreciate all your advice for that and all the many thousand phone calls that we had over the past year here. Also like to thank all of the people that helped us with our fundraising, Mr. Galindo, Mr. Spencer Clements, Mark and Kathy Conley, Dennis Gehring, Wade and Mary Beckman, Michael Beckendorf, and Bobby Gutierrez. They all set up and helped us with our fundraising. Thank you all for hosting and assisting with many of our fundraising efforts. To my colleagues from BCR and the Bryan Collocation Association of Realtors, Mr. Ed Berry in the middle there, thank you for being here. Ed had the toughest path here. I think he literally checked himself out of the hospital to be here tonight. So, Ed, you know, I don't know if they're looking for you right now at St. Joe's or not, but we hope you get to feeling better, and thank you, sir, for your support. Also like to thank all those with TREPAC. I see Mr. Nathan Cook back here and Brent Reithmeyer, everyone from Austin, all your help in helping us with this campaign. Sharon and the Bryan Collocation Apartment Association, Rose with the Home Builders Association. I think Rose was here a little earlier. I would like to send out a special thanks to Mr. Jared Norwood and the Bryan Firefighters Association. Is Jared still in the back? Jared's got a month-old, brand-new baby, so he might have had to get on, but we want to thank the firefighters for their support and especially for your service to the citizens of Bryan. It has been a difficult year for us, and the Bryan firefighter family have always been in my prayers. To all of you that have donated to our campaign, I thank you and appreciate your support. This has been a very expensive race, and your resources have helped us over the top. For all of you that have helped with our phone banks, Joe Palisota, Jackie Worthington, my grandmother, Perry and Bishop. Perry and I think you were there every night for us. These are the people that called you every night and harassed you for votes. Jana McMillan, Trent Owens, Whitney Owendowski, Jack Valerius, my mom, Carol Bianski, and she did identify herself as my mom, Carol Bianski. That's hard to tell a mom no. My friend Jackie Greer from Dallas. I haven't seen Jackie since high school, 25 years ago, and she drove down from Dallas one weekend to help us with our phone banks, and it just dawned on me that what she went through, but it was important to her. She's a school teacher in Dallas, and she has family that still lives. Her mom's here, and she's very proud of what we've done in Bryan and wanted to come down and help us, but very touched by Jackie. Chris Lawrence, I think Chris was here earlier. Lynn Smith, Carrie West, Kathy Turner, Jennifer Wallersheim, Debbie Pipes, Matt and Jill Jones, and Bobby Gutierrez. Thank you for the thousands of phone calls you made on behalf of our campaign. To our dedicated sign crew, led by Chuck Condola, Jenna Lawrence, and Bobby Gutierrez, Y'all did a great job of distributing over 1,000 signs to the good citizens of Bryan and the businesses in Bryan. We actually recycled all of our signs from the last campaign, and we ran out of those too. We ordered 500 yard signs. I went through those real quickly. But Reverend Jones, up with me, I think you put out about 50 yard signs. So I appreciate all of y'all's help in helping us get those signs out. Chuck, your crew that got out a lot of the large signs day in and day out, mostly in the rains. We've had a lot of rain over the past month. Greg Owens, Trent Owens, David Owendowski, Joseph Pete and Wade Bianski, my brothers, Brian Lawrence, Don Lewis, Jim Cashin, Dustin, Scott Ball, Jack Valerius, Gabriel Garcia, Rick Starnes, Ben Starnes, Michael Beckendorf. Thank you for your ongoing dedication. Also, Bentley Nettles and Kevin Krochik helped. To all those who sent in letters on our behalf, those that helped out on the Facebook, social media, some of you I know are in disguise. I know you're out there. Thank you for your help. The day in and day out battles on the internet blog sites that I was told not to look at. I want to thank also Calvin Jackson. If you came to the Brazos Center today, you saw his hot rod parked out there with his Bianski for Bryan magnets, and Calvin took off a day of work. We just met about a week ago, but he believed in what we're doing in Bryan and wanted to come out and help. And so if you saw that hot rod, we posted on our Facebook. I want to thank Calvin and what he did enduring the rain advertising for our campaign. Yuri Geva, you're here from the Brazos Valley Bombers. Thank you, Yuri. Appreciate all you do for our community. For your ongoing support of Bryan College Station and good family entertainment here in the Brazos Valley. Mr. Bill Fabian, are you still in the room? Mr. Bill Fabian, stand up back there. Thank you for the hundreds of phone calls on our behalf. This man worked day in and day out at all the coffee shop, donut shops. I'm not going to say men's Bible studies because we can't get political there. But thank you, Mr. Fabian, for all that you do in helping the senior citizens in our community and for your support. Mr. Larry Ermus, is Larry in the room? Larry was our North Side advocate out there. Thank you, Larry, for helping us. Reverend Jones was our West Side advocate. Thank you, Reverend Jones, for helping us. We're almost done. I want to thank all those that did poll watching today in the rain. It was tough here. My wife, Tasha Bianski, Ann Horton, Jana Lawrence, Janet McMillan, Trenton Bethany Owens, Kathy Turner, Nancy Hardiman, Bobby Gutierrez, Leo Gonzalez, Michael Beckendorf, Perry and Bishop, Greg Owens, and I hope I didn't miss anyone else. Thank you for holding those signs up in the pouring rain. The newscast, no offense to the weather people here, but y'all said it wasn't supposed to rain today. But it's a blessing because it was a slow, soaking rain, so all the farmers, ranchers, and everyone else is appreciating that rain. It's better than the 7-inch at a time rain. So that was a blessing, and we thank all those that endured that rain helping us out at the various polls. Finally, to my family, my father, Pete, my mom, Pete and Carol Bianski, for raising me right, for teaching me to always be positive, and to do what's right in the community. To my brothers, Pete, Wade, and Joseph, putting up with me. Pete, Greg Owens called you today at the polling place. Is Greg here? So they got y'all two mixed up. But thank you for all your support. And so I say thank you. For my loving wife, Tasha, my beautiful daughters, Becca and Bryn. Here's Bryn and Becca. Thank you for putting up with me throughout the enduring campaign. This was a very tough campaign, and allowing me the time away from my family, away from you, to serve the citizens of Bryan over the past 8 years, and for allowing me 3 more years to help make Bryan a better community for our families, my family, and for our Bryan family. You can see it takes hundreds of people to make a successful campaign, and it's because of your support that we were successful. I once again want to thank everyone here that helped and assisted in some form and fashion in our campaign. You are appreciated by me and my family. To the citizens of Bryan, the best is yet to come. We have only just begun. I look forward to the next 3 years and challenge all of you here and all of those throughout the city of Bryan to continue to move Bryan forward. I'm honored and proud
to serve as your mayor and will do my best to continue to lead this community with all of you on my team to greatness that we have not yet seen in Bryan. I love Bryan. I appreciate each and every one of you here tonight. And I thank all those for giving me the opportunity to serve as your mayor for the next 3 years. I am truly honored, and you will not be disappointed. God bless Bryan, and God bless all of you here tonight. Thank you.